Good morning, a Thursday morning. Now, normally we'd have Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and alatsigo.com join us, but this week it's the managing editor of those publications, Libby Cudmore, joining us. Jim is away. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning.
Well, I understand there's been quite the bullying incident at the Cooperstown Central School.
Yes, this week we learned that on May 30th, a student was attacked by another student in the hallway between classes. He was physically attacked, but he was also allegedly called homophobic slurs, and another student allegedly filmed the incident. The student who allegedly attacked the other student was given an appearance ticket on a third-degree assault by state police on June 30th, but parents have just started finding out about this on social media. It began to spread. And on Tuesday, June 11th, parents spoke up at the school's PTA meeting with concerns that the school wasn't doing enough to combat bullying. Until that PTA meeting, no statement had been made by the school to either the students or the parents to reassure them that this problem was being taken care of. So about 70 of them showed up at the meeting. Some students at that meeting told Superintendent William Crankshaw that they didn't bother reporting incidents of harassment and bullying at the school because they felt nothing would be done, that some of them had made complaints and no actions had been taken. So that's a very, very serious allegation by the students. Now, Crankshaw declined to discuss the alleged incident, citing student confidentiality, but said he was working within the code of conduct to discipline the individuals involved. What that includes, we don't know. But last night, the school board met, and parents continued expressing their concern. It was a packed house, and they were still concerned about student safety. And Dr. Crankshaw said that he would be putting out a document titled Comprehensive Efforts by the Cooperstown Central School District to Create an Environment Free of Harassment, Bullying, and Discrimination in a Climate Where Students Can Feel Safe, which will detail all of their current efforts and their future plans to combat harassment and bullying. He also said that a wellness subcommittee would be formed to have regular contact with parents, teachers, and students about student safety at the school. He said that committee would be meeting very shortly, and we should start to hear some things coming out of that.
Is there any sense of whether the bullying is any greater at the Cooperstown Central School than any other school in our region?
Well, this had a student ticketed, so state police were involved in this, as opposed to, I haven't heard of any other places where a student was cited by state police for an incidence of bullying. Although it's a real problem.
It certainly is.
And in all schools. And I think that's the issue. Village Trustee McGuire Benton actually raised the issue. He's a 2016 Cooperstown graduate, and he said that students, when he was in school, faced bullying as well, and that the school's response was not adequate.
And we've been speaking with Libby Cudmore. She's the managing editor of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and alatsigo.com. What a pleasure to speak with you. Libby, thanks. Hopefully we'll get you to fill in the next time Jim's away.
I'd be happy to. Thanks so much for speaking with me.